What do the arias of Puccini and Bellini have to do with Mexico's ranchera music? As Beto Arcos reports, the roots of ranchera are found in Italian opera and song.
It's a full house at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion downtown Los Angeles. At a recital for the LA Opera, Mexican tenor Javier Camarena sings Serenata Huasteca, composed by Mexico's king of canción ranchera, José Alfredo Jiménez. Camarena's recital is a mix of Italian and French arias, Spanish and Mexican songs. After the concert, I meet him backstage to talk about the connection between opera and Mexico's canción ranchera. Camarena says, more than opera, the biggest influence on Mexican music is Italy's Neapolitan song.
But I can imagine Italians coming to Mexico and saying, listen to me singing, Oh, sole mio, you know? And I can imagine the Mexicans and the composers saying, okay, so let's sing our music like that.
Camarena says the connection between the two seemingly different singing styles makes sense. During the first half of the 20th century, Mexican composers wrote songs for educated singers.
Quiera la Virgen que el recuerdo de mis besos con amor bendiga.
We have Agustín Lara. He wrote many of his songs for a tenor who was Pedro Vargas. We had Maria Griver, who actually wrote a couple songs for José Mojica, another tenor.
It's midnight at Plaza Garibaldi's bar El Tenampa, downtown Mexico City. El Tenampa is a sort of cathedral of Mexican popular music. The walls are covered by murals with famous singers of rancheras. Pedro Infante, Aida Cuevas, José Alfredo Jiménez, Chabela Vargas, Juan Gabriel. Tonight, singer Álvaro Hurtado is doing the rounds with a mariachi group. During a short break, I sit down with Hurtado for a brief conversation. I'm curious if he knows about the connection between Mexican rancheras and Italian opera.
Hubiera sido como... digamos, como Jorge Negrete.
Hurtado admits he doesn't know much about opera, but says Luciano Pavarotti sang with a lot of feeling. Then Hurtado adds, if Pavarotti sang Mexican rancheras, he would have been very successful, like Jorge Negrete.
Por el día que llegaste a mi vida, paloma querida, me puse a brindar.
Negrete studied bel canto and started his career in radio in the early 1930s, not singing rancheras, but operatic works. His story is not unusual. The Italian influence on Mexican music can be traced back to the early 1800s when opera companies and their star singers traveled from Italy to perform across the country. Dan Chihi is an ethnomusicologist with expertise in Mexican folk music.
It was like a parade, you know, people would welcome them in the streets of Mexico City, and, you know, the word would spread and people would come out in droves and watch the carrozas, you know, the floats or the wagons carrying the opera singers and all the hanger-ons, you know, all the groupies of the day, following the arrival of the Italian opera singer, whether it be a soprano or a baritone or whatever.
Chihi says in Mexico, Italian opera in the 1800s was more grassroots. People from all walks of life went to the shows. Eventually, opera became a high-priced form of entertainment, accessible only to the elite. That's Aida Cuevas, who is considered the last of the great singers of the ranchera style of her generation. A few years ago, Cuevas worked with an opera singer who said this to her.
No entiendo cómo pueden cantar los cantantes de ranchero.
I don't understand how the singers of rancheras can sing. I don't know how you don't end up hoarse without a voice. What you do is a superhuman effort. Well, I said, thank you.
I'm sure this influence from opera, from Neapolitan songs, it was this that made our singers to perform our music in that way.
Tenor Javier Camarena.
And given the music that we know as the Mexican soul for the songs. And that is what makes difficult to sing Mexican music and rancheras, because they need the Mexican soul.
Camarena says he always likes to include Mexican songs in his recitals. Comienza siempre llorando, y así llorando se acaba. Por eso es que en este mundo la vida no va a llegar. Then she, he says, the natural result of marrying two singing styles together is like a hybrid fruit.
You actually graft one plant onto another and you create this new fruit.
The new fruit born in Mexico is the canción ranchera style of singing. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.